In the following conversation, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Sushi joint. To call it quits. Fooling around. Stubborn. Gig. Commitment. Sushi joint. To call it quits. Fooling around. Stubborn. Gig. Commitment. Ready? Now read the questions on the following page. Read them carefully before listening to the conversation.
Gwen? Gwen Williams?
Oh my God, Brad. How are you? It's been, what, 3 years since we last saw each other?
Yeah, 3 years since graduation. How are you? It's great to see you. You look wonderful.
Thanks. You do too. Wow, what a coincidence. What are you doing in New York City?
I live here now. I moved here about a year ago. I'm sharing an apartment with a friend in the Lower East Side. What about you? Still living in Queens with your family?
Actually, no. My parents moved to Florida last year and sold the house. I moved to Manhattan, and I've been living in the West Side since then.
I can't believe we've both been living in New York, and we didn't know. Listen, are you busy? Do you want to go get some lunch? I have a couple of hours before I have to go back to work, and I'd love to talk to you, you know, about the old times in college, and also find out more about your life in the city.
Sure, that sounds great. Actually, I know a great sushi joint just a couple of stops from here. Would that be okay with you?
Perfect. I love sushi, and I haven't had any for ages. Let's go.
So tell me, Brad, what have you been doing since you got out of college? Did you ever go on that trip to Africa that you always talked about?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I spent over 6 months in Nigeria. I joined an organization that helps orphan children in small villages. We helped build new schools and houses, and we showed the kids how to read and write. And we made sure that they stayed away from street gangs and things like drugs and alcohol. Oh, it was hard work, but it felt really good to be able to help others. What about you? Did you go straight to work after college?
I did, actually. I got a junior position with my dad's law firm. It was great at the beginning, because I started making money right away. But now, 3 years later, I think I regret not having taken some time off to travel or do other things like you did.
What about Jason? You two still together? I know you were even talking about getting married back then.
Well, actually, that didn't last very long. Jason got a job offer in Chicago and he moved there. We still saw each other occasionally after that, but you know what long-distance relationships are like. It's just too complicated. So we decided to call it quits after a few months. But we're still good friends, and we talk on the phone once in a while. He's a successful doctor, and he's planning to start his own practice. What about you? Are you seeing anybody?
Well, you know, this roommate of mine, we've been fooling around for a while now, but it's nothing serious. I don't think I'm ready for any kind of commitment at the moment. I'm just trying to concentrate on my job and enjoy the city.
So you go out much? I remember you used to like music a lot. Where do you hang out?
Well, actually, I've been doing some DJing at this really tiny club in the East Village. I got into it about a year ago, and I really enjoy it.
That's great. What kind of music do you play?
Mostly dance, you know, house, drum and bass, trance, depends on the day. I also play some lounge, which is what I really enjoy. But I can only do that on slow nights, not on weekends. You should come over someday. It's a lot of fun.
I will, definitely. Did you know that my little sister Michelle finally got her band together? It's amazing. My parents were totally against it. But you know how stubborn she is.
Yeah, really? That's great. Hey, what's the name of the band? What kind of music do they play?
Well, you're not going to believe this. They do punk rock. And the name of the band is The Blister Sisters.
The Blister Sisters.
Yeah, but the best thing is that they've been getting some gigs in the local bars around New Jersey. And people actually like them.
How funny. That's outrageous. I'm so glad for your sister. Talk about pursuing your dreams.
Yes, you're right. You know, sometimes I even feel jealous of her. She's doing what she really likes, and she's really happy.
Well, you sound like you're not too happy with your life at the moment. Maybe you need a change. Do you have any plans for the summer?
Not really. I don't know, I was just planning to go visit my parents in Florida for a few days and then just hang out in the city. What about you?
Well, I have a proposition for you. I was planning to go to New Orleans and do volunteer work for a support organization there. A friend of mine is putting together a music and theater group with some of the children that were affected by Hurricane Katrina. It would be great to work with kids again, and I'm sure you'd enjoy the change from your law firm.
Wow, sounds like a great idea. As long as we don't have to do any punk rock.
I promise, we won't.